This is the 21st. I'm Tanisha Spain in for Brian Mackey. Since the start of the pandemic, about 6.5 million people in the U.S. have fallen behind on their rent payments. That's according to the Census Bureau. And just as concerns over the Delta variant are ramping up, the national moratorium on evictions expired Saturday night. It was put in place last year under the Trump administration to keep evicted tenants from potentially spreading the virus if they're forced to leave their homes. President Joe Biden called on Congress to enact a one-month extension of that moratorium on evictions, but it didn't pass before a six-week recess, and the eviction freeze was allowed to expire over the weekend. Here in Illinois, Governor Pritzker also enacted a moratorium on evictions in March, and he's been extending it. But that, too, officially expired August 1st. Many people who have lost their jobs or have been able to work because of COVID-19 are now worried they could lose their housing, and others are still waiting for help that they applied for. Here to tell us more about what could be next for tenants and if there's any relief coming is Rodrigo Carrillo. He's Director of Strategic Planning and Initiatives for the Illinois Housing Development Authority. Rodrigo, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you for having me.
Also, I'd like to welcome Michelle Gilbert. She's legal director of the Lawyers Committee for Better Housing. She leads all legal programs there, including the COVID-19 Eviction Defense Project. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us as well.
Yes, thank you for including us.
And listeners, we want to hear from you. Do you think the moratorium on eviction should be extended? Are you concerned about paying rent because of the pandemic? If you'd like to share your thoughts or have any questions for our guests, join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. Okay, so Rodrigo, at the top of the show, we talked about that 6.5 million people who, in the U.S. who are worried about paying rent during the pandemic or had fallen behind. Do we have any sense or a pulse on how this affects folks in Illinois? Are our people struggling with rent?
Yeah, I think the data shows that, you know, the entire country is worried about this issue of the potential eviction crisis that's looming. Here in Illinois, we rolled out Illinois Rental Payment Program to address that issue.
Okay. And Michelle, do you see a huge uptick in cases during the pandemic of people who were concerned about losing their homes? And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, fortunately, because of the governor's moratorium, there has been a bar mostly on filing new cases. So we haven't seen the uptick in filing, and it's too soon to know what happened yesterday or how many cases are being filed right now as we speak. I can say, though, there is a lot of concern. People who are waiting for rental assistance and the people that I'm worried about who aren't as connected and haven't even applied for rental assistance yet.
Wow. Now, tell me, Michelle, what would you say, and I know this is kind of a loaded question, but what's your biggest concern here with this moratorium expiring? What's bothering you the most?
Well, let me clarify one issue. Sure. Eviction means several different things. You know, can you file an eviction? Can you have an eviction trial? Can a sheriff execute an eviction order? Because, you know, the most important thing for tenants to hear out there is just because the landlord can start the eviction process today doesn't mean that anyone is going to be put out really, really quickly. So while the governor has lifted the ban on filing an eviction against covered persons, the Illinois Supreme Court has entered an order that there can't be a trial against covered persons in August. And the governor and local jurisdictions have continued the moratorium on executing evictions. So while we definitely crossed a bridge this weekend, people should not be worried that they're about to have their belongings put out on the street. There are still several steps. The other thing that I'd really want tenants to know is that in addition to the rental assistance, there's really been more attention on eviction prevention than ever in my life. And I've been doing this work for 30 years. There's funding for eviction diversion programs, legal assistance. People can get information from the internet. And I can help share with you some sources that you might want to put up on your webpage for people who need more information. but there's both rental assistance and other services out there for people who need help.
Okay, great. Important information. Thank you so much for making that distinction and making that clearer to us. Rodrigo, so now that the moratorium has expired at the national level, you know, give us a sense of what that means for people who are needing assistance here in Illinois. How does that translate from the national level to here, to Illinois?
Well, Illinois Housing Development Authority rolled out their Illinois Rental Payment Program, which is an assistance to pay up to 12 months of pass-through rent and 3 months prospective rent, back on May 17th. We have been working diligently to get this money quickly out the door as fast as possible, but also efficiently. I'd like to say that as of today, we have approved over $200 million that has gone out to the residents of Illinois that have an issue with or facing potential problems paying their rent. That doesn't mean that rental assistance doesn't exist now that our portal is closed. That means the Department of Human Services still has money where folks that need assistance can apply through DHS. If they go to illinoishousinghelp.org, there's still time to apply for rental assistance.
Okay, so that's good news. People still, there are still resources available. There's still time on the clock. I like that you guys have sort of changed the tone of this conversation, meaning people are not going to have to box up their belongings and be ready to be out on the curb. There's still time, there's still resources, and there's still plenty to talk about. So we are going to continue this conversation after a short break. We're speaking with Rodrigo Carrillo with the Illinois Housing Development Authority and Michelle Gilbert with the Lawyers Committee for Better Housing. We're back right after this. This is The 21st. I'm Tanisha Spain in for Brian Mackey, and we are discussing the moratorium on evictions that had been put in place to help tenants affected by COVID-19. That national freeze on evictions expired Saturday night. We're talking about what's next for renters here in Illinois who are concerned about losing their homes. We're joined by Michelle Gilbert. She's legal director of the Lawyers Committee for Better Housing. She leads their COVID-19 Eviction Defense Project. We're also joined by Rodrigo Carrillo, the Director of Strategic Initiatives for the Illinois Housing Development Authority. And listeners, we want to hear from you. Have you been concerned about housing since the start of the pandemic? Did you think that the national moratorium on evictions should have been allowed to expire? Or maybe you have a question for our guest. Join us in this conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So, Michelle, can you tell us a little bit more about the cases that you're seeing? You know, what real situations are people facing out there right now?
I would say that the point that I would make about this is that I know that there are studies or statistics or whatever on the improvement in the in unemployment, but I am not seeing it on the ground. I have a lot of clients who are still looking for work. I'm here in Chicago, and a lot of people with modest incomes support themselves with convention work, and the conventions are not back yet. So I am really worried about what happens next after the rental assistance. Of course, one of the other issues is that we don't have children back in school yet. And parents with children at home may not have been able to put them in the same kind of daycare situations or summer camp situations that they would have without COVID. And so that's another group of workers that also need to go to get back to work before I can rest easy on this eviction problem.
And you talked a little bit about this before the break, about the court proceedings and the process when it comes to the evictions. And, you know, we understand that they won't be happening right away. But for folks who are unfamiliar with the process, can you just kind of break that down a little bit more so that we can, folks can understand what this will look like?
So every eviction starts with a notice. Like in most cases, in a 5-day notice that the tenant owes rent. Now, during the moratoria, we knew about that declaration that tenants could file to show that they were covered. Now, we think that the moratorium is over, but the governor has continued, the governor and the Illinois Supreme Court together have continued that protection for covered persons who complete a declaration. So if you're listening to this, if maybe you haven't needed to do a declaration before, you can still do a declaration. They're on the IHDA website, IHDA.org, or our organization sponsors something called Rentervention, which is a chatbot and can help people throughout Illinois prepare one of those declarations. And that's going to help protect you from an eviction trial in August or from an eviction order being executed against you. So, you know, like with anything legal, there are complications and exceptions. But so the eviction starts with a notice. That might be the sign to reach out to one of these providers that I was mentioning was being funded, because an eviction notice, a 5-day notice, doesn't mean that you have to move immediately. Tenants have rights and they have access to resources.
Okay. All right. We're going to go to, we've got a caller on the line here, Robert in Effingham. Robert, are you there? Hello, Robert.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, go for it.
Well, I think they have to do away with it.
And tell us a little bit about why.
Well, I am a landlord, and I can't make my payments, and the bank is threatening to foreclose on my rental property because I don't have rent coming in from these deadbeats that won't pay their rent. They're too damn lazy to go out and get a job, and there's job notices all over Effingham wanting help. So either, you know, they quit it or let us go broke.
Okay. All right. We're going to go to our next caller. This is Al. Oh, we lost Al. Okay. So along that vein, Rodrigo, we're going to go to you because he touched on something that I was going to ask. Will these tenants be required to make those missed payments? Will they have to make up the past due amounts? And how will that process work?
So the rental assistance program is designed to help those that have been missed payments or struggling to pay their rent. Our program pays up to 12 months of rental arrearage and 3 months prospective rent. So that means we're paying up a total of 18 months of rent for with a cap of $25,000 per tenant. I'd like to say that, you know, that it is very important for people that are struggling to pay their rent and haven't applied for this assistance, that they still have an opportunity to apply. If they go to IllinoisRentalAssistance.org, they will be able to access the Department of Human Services application to see if they're eligible for funding. With IHDA, we are working really hard to get this money out the door. I'm proud to say that according to the data provided by Treasury, we were the second highest of rental assistance providers in the country in the month of June. So the money is going out the door.
Okay. Michelle, I'd love to hear your comments on that last call that we had and the comments that he shared, because I'm sure you hear that as well. So any comments or perspective from that caller?
Well, there's no question that the pandemic has hurt many people. Fortunately, there are foreclosure protections and there are mortgage forbearance protections. And I would encourage people who are worried about foreclosure to talk with their lender or to seek out housing stability services to get information about forbearance.
Okay.
And rental assistance is really the key here. You know, I talk, not just my office, I personally talk to tenants every day, people who want to work, people who paid their rent before the pandemic. I had a client who had an income of $65,000 in 2019 that went down to almost zero because she had to stay home with her children. And, you know, I feel sorry for the people who haven't been able to pay their rent and for the landlords who haven't received rent. But the key is in an eviction. That is just a loss across the board. That gets you an empty apartment and no back rent. Rental assistance is the key. You know, and I would encourage one thing that is really great that Illinois did with this round of funding is that landlords submit the application. It's not a tough application. It's not like doing your taxes, but maybe you forgot to click on and add a document. Illinois has a cure period. So if a landlord or a tenant has forgotten to add something, they're going to get a notice. I'll let Rodrigo explain it a little better, but they're going to get a notice from IDA if maybe a document is missing, and they'll be able to go back and add that document. Okay. Really, I think from the federal treasury on down to the state and local jurisdictions are working really hard to get rental assistance to people, because that's what we need in the economy. We need that rental income to be moving around, not just a lot of bad judgments against people.
Okay. And Michelle, you touched on this with this latest question, but we've got a call on the line right now asking about foreclosures. We've got Laura in Rockton. Laura, go ahead. Hi, Laura. Are you there? Darn it. We lost Laura. Well, she did have a question about that. So, Rodrigo, did you want to elaborate a little bit more on the process?
Yeah. So, like Michelle said, that IDA, I guess we could... We'd like to say that we did initial reviews of all 70,000 applications that were received as of last Friday. This month, we're focused on the cure process, which means we knew that there would be applications that were either missing one document or several documents. We're going to focus our time in trying to cure as many of those as possible. We're sending notices out to those that have applied and that are missing documentation to submit their documents as quickly as possible so they can be eligible for review. I would also like to say that in the caller that just missed us, we are in the early phases of designing a mortgage assistance program. And that mortgage assistance, we should be able to have something in the fall rolled out for those that are struggling to pay their mortgage as well.
Okay. And just to kind of hit home with this, there is still time to apply for assistance. And what would be your recommendation for folks who may be listening, who are worried, feeling very insecure about their housing situation for one reason or another with the pandemic? What's your recommendation for them?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend to look at IllinoisRentalAssistance.org. Read carefully exactly what you need in order to apply. There is help available still. You can access an application. You can visit one of the Department of Human Services agencies that will help you with the application. We also have a list of community agencies that can also answer questions. You're not alone in this process. I believe that those community agencies are vital to either having those critical conversations that are needed between landlords and tenants, and also to explain the benefits of the rental assistance for both parties.
And we're learning that a small portion of that federal assistance has actually been, you know, distributed. That's got to be slowing things down here in Illinois. Would you agree?
Well, again, as Rodrigo said, Illinois has done a very good job compared to other jurisdictions. And I know that, you know, as we sit here in August 2021, doesn't do us a lot of help to go back. But Congress didn't pass this appropriation for this rental assistance until the very end of 2020. And that is really part of the problem of why we're here in 2021, still trying to move the rental assistance out. really, I wish we knew that this money was needed. I wish the Senate could have moved faster back in 2020, because of course it takes the state and local jurisdictions some time to do the paperwork, the computer work that they need to do to make sure that the money is going out properly.
Okay. And sort of here as a final thought, Michelle, you know, what would you like to see happen either at the state or the national level to sort of, well, to prevent people from being evicted? You know, best case scenario, what would you like to see here?
Well, here's what I would say in conclusion. I've been in legal aid for 30 years, and a lot of time I felt kind of like, I don't know, the prophet out in the wilderness talking about how bad eviction is for families. And I think that we can take away from this time that prevention is better than treatment. So we want to try to prevent the spread. We want to wear our masks better than getting COVID and getting treated for it. The same principle is absolutely true with eviction. Better to prevent an eviction than to try to help house someone who has been homeless. So I'm very excited about the attention to rental assistance, to eviction diversion programs. And I just hope we carry on in that path as we get over the immediate crisis and as we think about housing in the future.
Thank you so much. Michelle Gilbert, Legal Director of the Lawyers Committee for Better Housing, and Rodrigo Carrillo, Director of Strategic Planning and Initiatives for the Illinois Housing Development Authority. Thank you so much for your time. I know this is a sticky issue for a lot of people, and we appreciate you coming on to talk with us about that. And just like that, we are out of time. I want to thank all of you for listening. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Our interns are Zaina Karishi and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. This is The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Tanisha Spain, filling in for Brian Mackey.